The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A gracious good morning to you. As we go into the fourth week of the Sunday of Easter, traditionally this day we celebrate the Feast of the Good Shepherd and a World Day for Prayer for Vocations. In today's readings, we are told that the risen Christ is a good shepherd because he knows us and loves us so much, his sheep, his children, that he's willing to die for us. And that includes all his children, even those of different faiths who believe in him as God their Savior. A priest like Father Peter, who is in charge of a parish, is called a pastor, which means shepherd, one who is in charge of God's children and will lead, feed, nurture, comfort, correct, and protect God's sheep, his children, the people of this parish. When we are entrusted to the care of others, we become shepherds. Therefore, bishops, pastors, parents, teachers, doctors, nurses, government officials, bosses, and politicians are all shepherds. We have all been given a responsibility to care for others in the same way as a shepherd cares for his sheep. That is the same love that God shows to each and every one of his children. And we become good shepherds by loving those entrusted to us, praying for them, spending our time, our talents, health, and wealth for their welfare, and guarding them from physical and spiritual dangers, leading by a good example in love as Christ has led us. And as you know, we are in great need of priests, deacons, and those called the consecrated life. That is why today we are especially called to pray for vocations. We at St. Joseph are blessed each Sunday to ask a family to pray in a special way for the increase of vocations to that priesthood and religious life. But today, We are reminded that we all need to pray for an increase of vocations to those who are called to answer that call with a yes to God. We are all called to some vocation in our lives. It may be the religious life, or the married life, or the single life. All are a calling from God. And how we answer that call depends on our love for God and how we respond to His love for us. I've been blessed to have been called and answer yes to three vocations in my life. My first vocation is called to the married life with my angel Karen. The second call was the call for fatherhood, and we were blessed with three boys. My third vocation was a call to the priesthood as a permanent deacon, a vocation to serve God in the priesthood, which I totally ignored for 35 years before He finally wore me down and I said yes. So I say to those who are young, who are just starting out in life, to ask God to help you choose your vocation and answer yes to His call. And as we go forth, not only today, but every day, we should pray for an increase of vocations, especially for the priesthood and religious life, and pray that God in His mercy will grant us our petitions. Amen.
We hand ourselves over to God the Father, who judges justly, and with hearts filled with confidence, we now pray.
For the bishops, the shepherds of the church, that they will be filled with zeal and fervor of divine love, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
for those who govern, that they will remain committed to peace, truth, justice, and the common good, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
that our parish may grow in holiness, in our dedication to evangelization, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
on this, the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, that the Lord may raise up vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, especially for our diocese, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
for the older youth of our parish, who will receive their first communion next Sunday, that through the reception of the Holy Eucharist, their faith will be strengthened, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Today's Mass is being offered for Rich and Marge Rennick on their 56th wedding anniversary. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are sick or infirmed, and for their caregivers, that God in His mercy will draw close to them and raise them up, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those intentions that we hold dear in our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the repose of the souls of all the faithful departed, that through our prayers and those of the Blessed Mother, they may join all the saints in heaven. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord.
And may their souls shine upon them.
May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed.
The mercy of God rest in peace. Amen.
Loving Father, you sent your Son and raised Him from the dead so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Keep us obedient to our new life in Christ. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.